This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where nukes in the news. And that actually is not always a bad thing. There is a big piece in the Wall Street Journal about how people like Dianne Feinstein, who is the aging senator from California. I know that's cruel. But she is one of those people who has been around in the U.S. Senate for a very, very long time. She's just taken a position that reverses her old position about the closing of a nuclear reactor that generates power in California. And all around the world, people adjusting to our new realities, the desperate need to try to produce power that allows industrial societies to function and to produce power without generating greenhouse gases or contributing notably to climate change, that really leaves one method of generating power that we have right now that works better than any other. It is called nuclear power. And for years and years and years, and I really do believe it was a psychological thing, not based on any kind of evidence. Yes, of course, the Chernobyl nuclear disaster was a disaster, but it didn't blow up whole segments of society. Undoubtedly, people were damaged by the radiation from Chernobyl. But if you go back and look at the American counterpart, Three Mile Island, everything worked out okay. No one was harmed. The fail-safe situation on Three Mile Island, it was not the end of the world. And it was not a gigantic disaster. And in terms of producing energy, if we are going to have an industrialized society at all, there is a great deal of evidence on behalf of nuclear power as a way that things can work better. And now, they went through a situation where France was actually way ahead of everybody else in terms of building nuclear reactors. But then at the first part of Macron's administration, they decommissioned some of those reactors. Well, now they're going back. They realize they need it. And Olaf Scholz in Germany now recognizes that nuclear power is going to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But there's also this, and this is not particularly good news in terms of nuclear power. It's a headline. It got my attention. It's from the Daily Mail over in Britain. A quote, Russia should nuke England, but not harm Scotland or Wales, and leave North Ireland to unite with Ireland at Biden's demand, so say Putin propagandists. The subheading, Vladimir Putin's chief TV pundit says Russia could easily launch a strike on England. But Vladimir Solovyov said Scotland, Wales, and Ireland should be left unharmed. Solovyov and other pundits sneered at Tory leadership candidates on chat shows, and one propagandist mocked their huge arrogance and huge beastliness, comparing them to Boris Johnson, who is still Prime Minister of Britain until they pick a new Tory leader, which they are working on. Look, the idea that there are people talking openly, and there's no question at all that Vladimir Putin has a major nuclear arsenal. There's a more powerful nuclear arsenal in Russia than any other country in the world except for the United States. But this is one of the reasons that it's important that Britain has a nuclear deterrent of its own. Britain was the third nation to develop nuclear bombs. And that actually should help to deter the idea of Russia nuking Britain, which is more in Russia's neighborhood, because Russia extends into Europe, than the United States. There's also another a problem that the whole world is encountering. It's a problem in Britain, it's a problem here, which is monkeypox. And we haven't spoken about monkeypox, not because we don't care, but because up till now, the spread of the disease has not been totally out of control, and the disease appears not to be as serious as the early varieties of COVID were, for instance. But there's now a story, and it's reported by the New York Times. And listen to this. The internal turmoil at the New York City Department of Health peaked when Health Department issued an advisory last week suggesting that having sex while infected with monkeypox could be safe if people avoided kissing and covered their sores. Doesn't sound so appetizing, does it? Several officials at the agency were outraged, saying that the agency was giving misleading, even dangerous health advice, according to several epidemiologists within the agency in a review of internal emails. The advice on safer sex was not medically sound, said Dr. Don Weiss, the director of surveillance for the department's Bureau of Communicable Diseases. That's what he said in an interview with the New York Times. He believes the department should advise those at risk of monkeypox to temporarily reduce their number of partners, saying, "We're not telling people what they have to do to be safe." In other words, to be safe, what you have to do is no anonymous sex, no group sex, no people that you don't know well. Monkeypox has been spreading globally since early May. Cases in New York City, where nearly all monkeypox patients are gay men, have nearly tripled in the last week. There were 618 documented cases of monkeypox in the city as of Monday, though Dr. Weiss said that the true number of infections was probably much higher because testing has been limited. The city's response to monkeypox is grounded in the science and history of, quote, how poorly abstinence-only guidance has historically performed, the statement said, with this disgraceful legacy in mind. The spread of monkeypox has reignited an ongoing debate within public health over how best or even to what degree public health officials should tell people to change their sexual behavior in times of outbreak. Why not? If certain kinds of sexual indulgences are going to get you very sick and throw you onto public resources, that chances are, this is bizarre. It's a debate familiar from the earlier years of HIV/AIDS when terror and stigma ran high. The stakes are far lower with monkeypox, given that no one in the United States has yet died from the disease. Treatments and vaccines exist, and the illness appears to pass relatively quickly. Still, some epidemiologists say an aggressive response now, while transmission is predominantly limited to gay and bisexual men, could prevent the virus from becoming endemic in New York or reaching a broader swath of the population. Some public health experts say that many gay men are likely to push back against any advice that could be seen as discouraging or stigmatizing gay sex. They say that such advice shifts blame onto them for the outbreak and could lead the intended audience to view public health authorities with distrust. Telling people not to have sex or not to have multiple sex partners or not to have anonymous sex is just a no-go, and it's not going to work, said longtime AIDS activist Charge King. What is anonymous sex? I mean, it means you don't know what it is, who it is. Really? Telling people not to have anonymous sex is a no-go? Maybe the country really is heading in the wrong direction. We'll be right back. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, despite the fact that today we are told that it is somehow insensitive, it is inappropriate, it is counterproductive to suggest that in the midst of multiple pandemics, actually, if there's the monkeypox is not a pandemic yet, but it's a real problem in New York City and it's spreading quickly. And the Department of Health is being criticized for suggesting that people avoid, and they have it right here, that it's improper to suggest that people avoid anonymous sex. Really? And, okay, that's improper. You can't suggest that. But you can suggest that for your health and for your well-being, you should take 10,000 steps a day or more. Now, how do you know how many steps you're taking? I mean, you're not going to be able to count up to 10,000. I know I'm not that out of it. It's a smartwatch. As my wife has one, and she sometimes, when we're going on a hike or a walk or a stroll, she'll monitor. Okay, people are supposed to take 10,000 steps a day. And there is a new survey, one of those surveys that comes out from time to time, just to remind us how how short we fall in terms of leading the kind of healthy lives that would actually benefit each of us and benefit the country. I don't think this stuff is nonsense. I think it actually does matter. A typical adult in America, according to a new survey, logs 3,800 steps per day. That's a lot, it sounds like, but it's far less than the 10,000 recommended. So going out for walks, I mean, this was something a lot of people, it's a habit people picked up during the pandemic and when there were lockdowns, and because what else could you do, right? I mean, so going out for a walk, even when the weather may not be ideal, was a nice thing to do. But there's more from this survey, and this is pretty encouraging, I guess. More than 7 in 10 Americans, 73%, are eager to increase their physical activity to keep up with their children. That's because the pandemic kept many individuals from taking care of their bodies as well as they were doing prior to COVID-19. A recent study polled 2,000 U.S. adults to see how they're staying active as their routines and lifestyles have undergone drastic change over the last 2 years. Only half of respondents can touch their toes without straining. However, people are looking at 51% can touch their toes without straining. However, people are looking to change their habits, with 70% making more of an effort to move around and be physically active more now than at the start of the pandemic. Okay, a good thing, a positive development. And by the way, there's another not so positive development with a statement by the Assistant Health Secretary, Rachel Levine. She was on MSNBC. You may remember her. She was a health director in Pennsylvania before. She also was a guy before, but she is a leading example of transgender success. She's a physician. She's a naval officer. I believe she's an admiral. And she's many things. She's also the assistant health secretary for President Biden. She had this to say on MSNBC. Listen. Clip 17.
Well, you know, trans youth are vulnerable, and they suffer significant harassment and bullying, sometimes at schools or in their community. They have more mental health issues, but there's nothing inherent with being transgender or gender diverse which would predispose youth to depression or anxiety. It is that harassment and bullying.
Okay. Really? That there's nothing inherent that would depress people toward depression or anxiety about trying to face the fact that you are now understanding that you were, quote, born into the wrong body, that you have to go through what is at the very least a very complicated process. And if you are going to be get what they call gender confirmation surgery, that can be expensive and painful and have very impactful results for your health in many regards. And this idea that the only difficulty with transgender identity is the harassment and bullying, and that if you stop the harassment and bullying, then everything is easy and happy and positive. By the way, I'm not in favor of harassment and bullying. I think it's wrong. It's wrong whoever you're bullying or whoever you're harassing. I mean, it shouldn't be so impossible to advocate allowing people to live amicably with all different sorts of people and with all different sorts of priorities. However, the idea that among transgender youth, they were using the other day in a testimony in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, there was this expert from University of California at Berkeley, Kiara Bridges, who claimed that 1 out of 5 transgender youth have attempted suicide or successfully committed suicide. Now, if you're in that high a rate, and is that all because of bullying and harassment? Or isn't one of the points that they also make is that people are suffering so much from their gender dysphoria, from this conviction that I am somehow the wrong gender, that it only adds to the struggles that young people have. And look, a great deal of the causes of depression and anxiety for people in adolescence, and anybody should be able to remember this, I certainly do, has to do with puberty. It has to do with sexuality. It has to do with how you're going to fit in and grow up and the values you're going to hold. The idea that it is your only problem, your only challenge, is harassment and bullying by others, I don't think that's a helpful comment from Dr. Levine, no matter how high-ranking she may be in our Department of Health and Human Services right now. More on that Good Samaritan who took down the shooter in the food court, and what's going on in the world of baseball? All-Star game tonight. Home Run Derby last night. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are expected to spend a record-tying $37 billion on back-to-school supplies this year. The National Retail Federation says that'll match last year's record high. The group's annual survey showing families with children in grades K through 12 plan to spend an average of $864 on school items. Multiple Democratic lawmakers are among those arrested at a pro-abortion rally outside the Capitol. Those taken into custody by police were Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Veronica Escobar, Ayanna Pressley, Jackie Speier, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Capitol Police reporting a total of 16 lawmakers were arrested.
The Henderson, Nevada Fire Department says a fire has been put out at the Hoover Dam in Nevada after an explosion happened this morning. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, there is new news on the transgender issue front. NBC is reporting that the famous trans swimmer Leah Thomas of the University of Pennsylvania has been nominated for the NCAA Woman of the Year Award. University of Pennsylvania athlete shot to fame earlier this year when she became the first transgender NCAA champion in Division I history. The NCAA said, National Collegiate Athletic Association said member schools nominated a total of 577 graduating student athletes. Each school can recognize up to 2 female athletes, and Thomas had been nominated for swimming and diving in Division I. See, what is outrageous about this is that there's not a chance in the world that if Leah Thomas had not transitioned, what was it, 2 years ago? It's recent. If Leah Thomas had not transitioned, if she was still a male, then he would never have been nominated for anything because he was ranked in national swimming as 462nd, I think it was. I'm pretty sure that's the exact number. That's where he was. He was a 462nd. Now, if that's how great you are, you don't expect to get nominated. What is it about transitioning that should lead to this acclaim? The idea that he was a pretty good male swimmer, but he's now she, and she's just a great female swimmer. What has changed about his body? Because that's what you're analyzing or rewarding or responding to here is things that you can do with your body, where basically the things that have changed do not indicate that that as a woman he's overcoming all these obstacles, where there should be some kind of reward for courage. Because what he's doing is he's competing in a context where it's much easier for him to compete. I think it's very doubtful that that somehow the NCAA is going to actually give the award for Athlete of the Year to Leah Thomas. And then it's a question of who's next. Senior student athlete Sarah Fuller became the first woman to play in a football game in the Southeastern Conference and for a Power 5 program when she kicked off at the start of the second half against the University of Missouri. That was in November. Okay. She's a place kicker, right? Yeah. But she's the first female place kicker. Now, again, are you rushing the kicker here? Not expressing any disrespect for place kicking, because obviously it's very important. It can win games if you're outstanding. And if she's outstanding for University of Missouri, well, good luck to her and good luck to that program. There's more news from the world of sports. Some of it very good, and some of it, well, I'm not even sure. The part that I'm not sure about is that former President Trump told golfers that they should join the controversial Saudi-backed LIV Golf Invitational Series and take the money now. I think what he's trying to say is that's what I would do. As the Breakaway Series prepares for its next event at, oh, guess where? Trump National Golf, Bedminster, New Jersey, that coming right up from July 29th to 31st. Trump said this, all of those golfers that remain loyal to the very disloyal PGA in all of its different forms will pay a big price when the inevitable merger with LIV comes, and you get nothing but a big thank you from PGA officials who are making millions of dollars a year, Trump wrote on Truth Social today. If you don't take the money now, you will get nothing after the merger takes place, and only say how smart the original signees were. His comments came as families of 9/11 victims urged him to cancel the tournament at Bedminster, citing LIV Golf's Saudi backing, according to a letter that sent to Trump on Sunday. All of this argument back and forth, and it also goes to the arguments about Biden's fist bump with MBS, with Prince Mohammed bin Salman. I mean, honestly, if we are going to be serious about trying to keep down and push down, and we have a little bit. I got gas last night, and it had gone down notably, like 30 cents. Okay, that's something. If we want that to continue, does that mean that we should try to alienate Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia is a crucial big country. It's 25 million people. And they are have begun to build up a powerful military. In our first Gulf War, under President George Herbert Walker Bush, Saudi pilots flew with us. We worked with them. And right now, in terms of the dangers of Iran and Syria and other countries in Yemen, the idea of working with Saudi Arabia, especially when they are in the midst of some domestic reforms, I know, Jamal Khashoggi, and a horrible, horrible crime. But the truth of the matter is that when we are talking about basically trying to save the world from Putinism and from the Iranian mullahs and to bring some kind of stability and Western values as much as possible to the Middle East, working with the Saudis is not an option. It's a necessity. And it's one of those things that also in terms of any kind of effect on reining in the danger of a nuclearized and very aggressive and very radical Iran, Saudi Arabia is going to be an important ally. Does that mean that this golfing league that they are starting and offering this tremendous amount of money should flourish? I don't know. And frankly, in terms of professional golf, is it an attempt to sportswash, as they say, the odious aspects of the regime? Well, yeah, but that may also be the fact that the Prince, MBS, now women are allowed to drive without a male supervising them, which I know, welcome to the ninth century. Look, the truth is that dealing with Saudi Arabia, particularly with the energy challenges that we have right now, may be profoundly necessary. We'll get to more about those challenges and some challenges that were actually reached last night in the All-Star Week in the world of baseball. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show. And summer worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the great occasions of the summer for many Americans, I won't say for all Americans, but for many Americans, it's not just the 4th of July, is the Major League All-Star Game. And this All-Star Game, this is All-Star Week, the big game is tonight. And there's a lot of stuff about it that's pretty remarkable that many of you may not know about. If the regulation game ends in a tie tonight, they don't go into extra innings. They have before in All-Star Games, they resolve the game with a repeat of the Home Run Derby, but it won't be each team, each team's manager will have the ability to appoint three guys from the team, and yes, they're all guys, and that those three from the American League, three from the National League, will compete in a Home Run Derby. Now, last night was the regular Home Run Derby where they have a whole series of competitions with two people. I note that Julio Rodriguez, who is the phenomenon, who is electrified baseball, who is incredibly likable and charismatic and very dedicated guy, seems to fit into his the town he represents right now, which is right here in Seattle. In any event, Julio Rodriguez beat Corey Seager in the first round and hit 32 home runs. Now, does that sound like a lot? That's a lot for a whole season. But in just a few minutes to do that on the Home Run Derby, yeah, it's pretty amazing. He had a total of 81 home runs in the competition. And he just looked amazing. And it was covered this way when, at the very end, in the concluding confrontation, the Nationals, Washington Nationals, Juan Soto actually wins. But it sounded like this, clip four.
He keeps going. He's down on a knee. He's got it. Bat is flipped sky high. And Juan Soto is your 2022 Home Run Derby champion. And he wanted to be darn sure of it.
It stays in the National League East.
Okay, Julio hit 81 home runs in the competition and fell just short of beating Juan Soto, who's 23. Julio's 21. Ken Griffey was there, and here in Seattle, there have been all kinds of comparisons with Ken Griffey, who had an amazing rookie season, and comparing him to Julio. So he was there to deliver the trophy because he had won the Home Run Derby three different times. Nobody else had ever done that. That's the kind of, and the whole competition of people who work for athletic excellence and to keep alive this great American tradition of baseball, which I do think is a great American tradition, good for them. But there's all kinds of difficulty that we still face in terms of energy. And how do you do something to bring down the cost of energy, particularly fuel at the pump, at the same time that you're trying to transition away from conventional fossil fuels to different sources of energy? Here's comments from Biden energy advisor Amos Hochstein talking to CNN, clip 13.
So it's about making a choice between what is the short term and the medium term so that we can make sure we have enough oil and gas to support us through the transition, and what are the kind of steps that we don't want the oil and gas industry to take that would have long-term consequences when we don't want new major projects that would take 20, 30 years to become profitable. So we have to make that differentiation to make sure that the American consumer has what it needs to grow our economy and the global economy, but not take steps and endanger the climate work that we're trying to do to make sure that we're on a better footing to accelerate the transition.
Okay, but could you at least acknowledge that there's a question of priorities and immediate priorities, which may be necessary right now to avoid a catastrophe that would be global in its nature, of Russia winning against Ukraine and extinguishing Ukrainian sovereignty and independence, which is very clearly Putin's aim. And anyone who thinks that Putin would stop there has clearly gotten that wrong. That's exactly why working with our allies in Europe has to occur in light of the war in Ukraine. This is the White House spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, talking about precisely that imperative. This is clip two.
Russia's energy corrosion has put pressure on energy markets, raised prices for consumers, and threatened global energy security. These actions only underscore the importance of the work both the United States and the European Commission are doing to end our reliance on Russian energy. President Biden formed a task force, as you all know, we've announced that here, on European energy security with EU President von der Leyen. The task force has met regularly to discuss options to reduce Europe's demand for natural gas, and has also met with key stakeholders to promote the deployment of heat pumps, smart thermostats, and energy demand response solutions. So we are also partnering to diversify energy supplies to Europe.
Okay, you'll notice, and what's very important is she did note that what we are trying to do is to reduce our reliance on Russian energy, not on energy in general or fossil fuels in general. And today, the First Lady of Ukraine, Olena Zelenskaya, has been visiting with the Bidens, and she met with Tony Blinken. She's here in the United States. John Kirby, the coordinator for strategic communications at the National Security Council, talked about a recent move by Volodymyr Zelensky to try to purge some top officials who may have been traitorous and siding with Russia in the midst of the war. This is clip one.
President Zelensky is the head of state. He gets to make these decisions. We're certainly in no position to question his judgment when it comes to the kind of leaders he wants around him. We're obviously always careful about the intelligence that we share. We want to make sure that that information stays confidential. But we're not worried that in these decisions it's going to affect our support to Ukraine going forward.
Okay, well, which is important, because America is important, and America has been a great republic and a paragon, really, in terms of its influence around the world for the better. But Tiffany Cross on MSNBC, who does a cross-connection show, she was talking about the end of democracy in America and that we're getting, well, basically what we deserve. Listen.
Are you guys familiar with that urban myth that if you put a frog in a pot of boiling water, it will instantly leap out? But if you put it in a pot filled with pleasantly tepid water and gradually heat it, the frog will remain in the water until it boils to death. Well, that is a fitting metaphor for our democracy right now. As our democratic norms erode within America, we must wonder, will this democracy survive? Well, a Yahoo News poll says no. But perhaps when you build a nation on stolen land with stolen labor, it was never going to be a republic we could keep. So let's talk about the possible.
Okay, it's never going to be a republic we could keep. So let's talk about the possible fall of democracy and what, if anything, can be done to keep it. Really? This is one of those things, and again, I would love to hear from someone plausibly how democracy ends in America. Do I believe that democracy was threatened by the events of January 6th and the whole effort to overturn the election? Yeah, I think it was threatened. And we came through. And we came through precisely because of people like the people who have been featured testifying at the committee for January 6th. Of course, they're meeting again Thursday night. There's another prime time. It's with the Matthews. It's with Matthew Pottinger and Sarah Matthews. Matthew Pottinger is a guy who worked with President Trump in the National Security Council from day one of the Trump presidency right till January 6th. So what led him to resign? It was that commitment to protecting and defending this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.